1. Begin transmission.
All right. Okay, Pippa, come on.
All right. If you're listening to this, you are probably already aware that it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. This is also the time at which Kitty Business must begin for the day. So Pippa has arrived. She's been following me around for 5 minutes. So I need to arrange the blanket to her satisfaction. Okay, get in the blanket. There you go. There you go. There you go. The opening bell is sounding. Oh, the Kitty Stock Exchange is open. Yes, let's all buy Kitty Business stocks and bonds. You want to buy some futures in Kitty Business too? Oh, yes, it's Kitty Business speculation time. As my cat licks the blanket, because that's what she does. All right, well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what's going on for our little Tobester today? Well, I think I'm waiting for a package from my brother. Part of the package he tried to send a few days ago, but the shipment got broken up or something, and so I hear a truck driving up. Is that a delivery truck, Peppa? I heard air brakes. Or is that a garbage truck? Who do you think that it is? Do you think that's the delivery guy? Of course, I can't get up and look out the window because I've got a cat sitting on me. Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. Oh, it's time to break out the tea. Here we go. Oh, yeah, drinking it left-handed. I'm so tricky. It's okay, Pip. It's just the teacup. Are you scared of the tea? You're not scared of the tea. Don't be chicken, baby. Okay. So we'll put the tea on this side and keep petting the cat. Okay, who's a good baby? Yes, you're a good baby. So here I am. I apparently don't have much to do today. I've already checked my emails. My parents have not emailed me. So, yeah. Apparently I have no duties. As of yet, at least, today. So I'm just sitting here, petting my cat, drinking my tea, and I'm thinking about what should I do today, Peppa? Oh, let's check the weather channel. It's a little cool outside, but I mean it's warm enough that I could be walking around if I wanted to be. Let's see what the weather channel says. They are telling me that it is 48 degrees. Okay, yeah, that's about right. It's overcast, so it's not too sunny, so it doesn't seem warm, but it is pretty warm. Jeez, Pippa, should I go out today? Should I go down to Heron Haven and see what's going on in there? Oh, speaking of Heron Haven, last night I had to run some errands with my dad. This was at about 6 p.m. local time. Ran up to see him and my mom was greatly relieved to be back at home. And so then me and my dad went to the grocery store, bought a lot of groceries, and then we went to the Chinese restaurant around the corner, picked up some food for my parents for dinner, and then I came home. On my way home, I decided to drive up Manderson Street. Now, there's multiple routes I can take going from my parents' house back to my house and vice versa. And one of those routes, well, pretty much all of the routes involve driving by Harrenhaven on one side or the other. Now, personally, I like to go up Old Maple Road, not West Maple Road. So I was taking Old Maple Road, as I usually do, because it's a slightly more direct route back to my house. And I prefer the direct route, right, Peppa? And so I was driving by Harrenhaven, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take Manderson Street, because Manderson Street runs parallel to Old Maple Road for one block. And it's kind of a loop. It just sort of exists for some strange little reason. And regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will realize that, yes, Manderson Street is the Turkey Street. So last night, about 7:30, I'm driving up Manderson, looking for turkeys, and sure enough, I go by this one yard. And, you know, this is a residential neighborhood. And there's these houses that their backyards become this big ravine that forms the spring that feeds Harrenhaven. And this is where the turkeys like to live. And sure enough, I found at least a dozen turkeys standing around in these people's side yards. And there was a couple of tom turkeys all puffed up and flaunting their feathers and being cool guys trying to get all the chicks. Well, technically they're trying to get all the hens so they can make lots of chicks. And I laughed and I said, "Hi, turkeys." Then I kept driving up the street and I didn't get another 100 meters when suddenly, oh, more turkeys. And there was turkeys standing in the street. And so I had to stop my car and wait for the turkeys to move. And they eventually did. And then I drove home and I saw Pippa and I said, "I saw some turkeys." So I've been seeing a lot of turkeys. And I've sort of been seeing some marmots. I was driving around with my dad a couple days ago, and we drove through the park, and we drove through Papillion Parkway, and blah, 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 and there's this big lot, and I saw a turkey. I mean, I saw a mati. So, it's marmot season. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get out and get out to see them. I don't know, maybe I'll go today. After I drink all this tea. Oh, yeah. I like drinking tea. Oh, it's delicious. It's delicious, huh, Peppa? Yeah, you're a good baby manooper. You're maybe babadooper madooper. Look at this kitty. This is such a nice kitty. Hi. You gonna sit back down? Okay, yeah, there you go. Oh, it's pretty fun, huh? So, anywho, that's what I'm doing today. Pretty much nothing. What do I feel like doing? Well, who knows? I've got all kinds of projects I could work on, including Gunpla. I have not begun working on my real grade Sazabi. Not yet, but maybe I could wash those sprues today. That's something I could do. Take all the sprues out of the bag, all 15 or 16 sprues out of the bag. Wash them. I've got the greatest degreaser ever. And then I could... Do I feel like building stuff? I kind of feel like building stuff. Last night, I was watching a fan film. I was watching a Mobile Suit Gundam fan film. It was 3D CGI. The best fan 3D CGI I've ever seen. Like, blows Ruby out of the water. It was great. It was only 20 minutes, and it was all just sort of build up to something else, but it was really good. That inspired me to watch more Gundam stuff, so I started watching Gundam Build Fighters, the first series, again. Because I was trying to watch Gundam Build Divers, the third series in the Gundam Build series. But I could not find an English subtitled version, and I've seen it before in English subtitles. I don't know what's up. I could find the original Japanese version, and that was great. And I could find the English dubbed version, and that was... So I haven't been able to watch Gundam Build Divers. Now I know what you're thinking. Well, Tobe, why don't you just watch the English dub? I don't do that. I do not watch dubbed versions of anime if there is a subtitled version available. And I do this for a number of reasons. One, I am a high school graduate. And that what that means is I know how to read. And I didn't go to, you know, public school where they just keep passing you, so even if you can't do anything, just to get you out of the system. No, I actually had to learn to read. I can read the English language. And I can speak the English language. And I can write the English language, so it's okay for me to read subtitles. I actually prefer it. Why do I prefer the subtitles? Because the original voices are always so much better than the dubbed over voices, because the vast majority of American voice actresses who do anime dubs do not understand the inflection of Japanese language dynamics, okay? And so if you watch a scene that's subtitled, or if you watch an original scene and then watch the dub, the change in the timbre of voice is so drastic that it changes the character. Basically what this means is, you know, it's hard for a 45-year-old voice actress, American voice actress, to do the voice of a 14-year-old Japanese girl. Okay. And when it comes to Japanese voice acting, personality is reflected in the voices, in the voice timbres. And this is critical. This is absolutely critical, because when it comes to Japanese anime, they don't use stock characters so much as they use stock personalities. And any particular character can contain any one or more stock personality traits. And that's how we get characters like tsunderes, who are usually girls, but can be boys. And that's how we get kudere, etc., etc. And so there are Japanese voice actresses who specialize in doing kudere and tsundere voices, right? Or they specialize in doing ingenue voices. Or there are female actors who specialize doing young boy voices. There are actors and actresses who specialize in doing old people voices, right? This is usually 95% of the time not reflected in dubs. So, you know, it's just, oh, we need another female voice here. Okay, you have to play the 16-year-old girl now. Okay. And so it doesn't work. There's so much importance to the voice. There's so much personality in the voice that I have to watch anime and read subtitles just so I can hear the original voices and understand what these characters are all about. So I didn't get to rewatch Gundam Build Divers. I've already seen it, but I've only seen it once. I'd like to see it again. It's really good. And this tea is really good. So anyway. Oops, I'm knocking stuff over now. There we go. So last night, watching all this Gundam stuff got me in the mood to work on some Gundam. So, you may remember that on Sunday, this past Sunday, I built my first Gunpla kit, and it was, in fact, Haropa. I had built a Haro Basic Green. Now, this is what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to figure out this logo on the box. It's a stylized font, and I think this is katakana. I'm trying to figure out what this is. Is this the Gundam Build Fighters logo, or is this the Gundam Build Divers logo? I can tell you that this is not the Gundam Build Build Fighters Trig logo, because I can recognize that one. But blah, blah, blah. What was I just going to say? What did this remind me of? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I built a Haro. And I just sort of snapped it together pretty quickly. I mean, I did it on the show. If you want to listen to me build a Haro Green Basic Plamo Gunpla, I did that on Sunday. That was a build show. But last night, you know, for the last couple of days, actually, I've been looking at it and said, been thinking, oh, well, there's something that could be better. Or there's a little nub that I could sand off. And, you know, here's some stuff that I could do. And so I've done some more customizing to my Haro. And basically, I took the faceplate and the backplate off, and I cleaned up a couple of nubs, little bits of plastic that connect to the gates, that connect to the sprues, right? Some of those little bumps were still showing in places, especially in annoying, and one particularly annoying place up at the top, and so took that off, sanded it, and while I had it off, had the, you know, main body off, I decided, you know, I think I'm going to panel line some of this stuff in here. Because when Haro opens up his ear flaps, or whatever you call them, you know, you can see the inside of him, and there's this red thing in there, and I thought, you know what? There's some little panel lines on that red thing. I'm going to get them with my panel line marker. And so I marked those up, and I did all four of them for both arms and both legs. Then I thought, you know, while I'm at it, I think I'm going to do the arms and the legs. And so I did the arms and the legs. Oh, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And what else did I do? It seems like I did something else that I can't remember, but nothing too spectacular. And so now I have a fully customized Haro Basic Green. How cool is Haro? He's very cool. Anyway, the other thing I was going to mention was that this is delicious tea. No. When I was and now I can't think of the word again. What is going on with my brain today? Duh, duh, duh. You know, the last time I was over at Hobby Town looking at all this Gundam stuff. Oh, yeah, they call them GP bases. I saw another kit, and it was pretty cheap. It was only like $6 or $7. I can't remember. And technically, it's a Gunpla kit, but it is not a kit for a Gundam or anything else. It's a kit to make a GP base. A GP base is not a base for Gundams, although they did have bases there for about the same price. And I'm thinking, you know, one of these days I might want to buy one of these bases so I can pose my Sazabi once it gets done and blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll do that. Don't have to worry about it now. A GP base is a thing that's required to play Gundam Build Fighters. So in the series Gundam Build Fighters and the series Gundam Build Fighters Try, all the characters carry around these little things that look like a combination between a smartphone and like maybe a Star Trek communicator or something. They don't flip up. They're not flip phones or anything, but they're small electronic personal devices that store personal information and information on particular gunpla, and you plug these devices into the gaming system when you're gonna, you know, do gunpla battle. Because that's what all this is about. Yeah. I'm giving you way too much information about the whole gunpla battle thing that you don't need to know. But you could learn rapidly if you just watched Gundam Build Fighters, which I recommend. It's pretty good. I mean, yeah, it's Gundam, and it is technically, you know, a 30-minute commercial for plastic models, but it's better than any Transformers episode you've ever seen. You know, it's better than any Simpsons episode you've ever seen. It's great for a number of reasons. So anyway, love this tea. There's actually a kit that you can buy to build your own GP base. Now, of course, this is entirely fanciful because, you know, it doesn't actually do anything. It's not an actual electronic device. It's just a static model of a GP base, and it's life size. But it's such a weird thing that I kind of want one. And it's pretty cheap, so, you know, maybe I'll get one. But what would I do with it? You know, and it's not like you can just leave it laying around for people to look at and say, hey, that's cool, what is it? Because nobody will recognize it for what it is. It's very bizarre. And so the other problem is it's not like people who are really into Gundam are going to like it, because it's not a Gundam. It's just this thing that sort of has a peripheral use somewhere in the Gundam universe. You know what I mean? But I did have some ideas. I thought, you know, if you wanted to be really cool, you could put lights inside it so it would light up. Because it's like a cell phone. It's like a smartphone in that it has a screen. It's mostly screen, right? That's about all it is. I think it's got a camera or something on it, too. I don't know what that little round thing on the top is. It doesn't matter. But I was thinking, you know, if anybody had half a brain, and I do have half a brain, you could put lights in it. And then I thought, ooh, even better, you could put a backlight in it. You could put a real backlight in it for, like, cell phones. And I do have a couple of these backlights somewhere. I think I know where one of them is. Where's the other one? I don't know. I'll find it. But I was thinking, you know, it would be cool. I could put the backlights I have are about this size. And I'm sure there's room in there for the batteries and the inverter. But then you could actually have a real screen. You could have a screen that lights up, which then sort of implies, well, now you got to have the screen say something. And I thought, how am I going to do that? And I thought, well, you know, if I had a decent computer and I had some art software or whatever, I could recreate, like, the boot up screen and then overlay that, put that on a transparency, and then overlay that over the backlight, and it would look cool. I'd turn it on, and it would say, well, it would say something different depending on which GP base I'm trying to do. Because it's part of the story in the original Gundam Build Fighters that the original company sort of, well, something happens. And so the original company is PPSE, and I could have the PPSE logo in the boot-up screen come up, or I could have the Gundam Build Fighters Tri logo, which is the Yajima company. That would be an easier logo to do, and an easier boot screen to do. And so then I could be super technical, and then somebody would say, oh, I see you have a GP base. Oh, but is it a Gundam Build Fighters GP base or Gundam Build Fighters Tri GP base? And then I would turn it on and go, see for yourself. And that would blow their minds. That would blow their minds. Oh, you're a Gunpla genius. Yeah. Do I really need to buy this thing? No. Do I want it anyway? Yes. You know, because it doesn't cost much. It doesn't do anything. It's just a chunk of useless plastic. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know. Good tea. And besides, for that kind of money, I could buy another one of those miniature gachapon-sized Gundams. And I could buy a good guy Gundam to fight my Charanznable little gachapon dude. But they're not very posable, so it's not like I can set up a little diorama or anything. Maybe I'll just make up a game where I can play, oh look, Gundams are fighting. That'll be fun. And maybe, just maybe. Good tea. Maybe, just maybe, I should save up my money so I can buy another Gunpla. Because I'm going to need another Gunpla to fight my Sazabi. My Sazabi. However you want to pronounce it. Because my Sazabi is the new... How do I explain this? It's the main bad guy mobile suit. It's his upgrade. The main bad guy is a guy named Char. He originally used a Zaku 2 that was highly modified. Char's Zaku 2. 3 times faster than a regular Zaku 2. And then eventually he upgraded to the Sazabi. And it's red and it's menacing looking and it's very badass. So yeah, I've got all these bad guy mobile suits. Why? Because they're cooler than the good guy ones. They just look cooler. I'm not into this because I like the bad guys or anything like that. It's just the bad guys have better stuff. The bad guys have cooler equipment. It's like the opposite of Batman. You know, where do you get those awesome toys or those great toys? No. This would be like, okay, who are you going to like? The good guy who drives, you know, a 1981 rusty Yugo, or the bad guy who drives your favorite exotic car? You know, whether that's a Ford GT or, you know, a Ferrari of some kind or a Koenigsegg or a Lamborghini, whatever you're into. Imagine that's what the bad guy drives, while the good guy drives the rusty Yugo. Who are you going to root for? And when you buy the plastic model kit from your favorite show, whose kit are you going to buy? Are you going to buy the crappy Yugo kit? Or are you going to buy... Right. See where I'm going with this? That's Tobe's rationalization. The bad guy Gundams look cooler than the good guy Gundams. And that's all there is to it. It's pathetic, I know. Now I feel like building more Gundam. Now I feel like doing Gundam stuff. Do I want to watch Gundam shows? Do I want to make up some rules for those little mini Gundams so I can play Gundam games? You know me. I do want to do it. You know how much I like to make up game rules. You know how much I love to sit in front of a computer for an hour just typing up the rules for a game that I will never get to play. It's true. I don't know anybody who likes to play games. Plus, I'm old, and so everybody's always doing stuff like, oh, I gotta go out, take my grandkids to the zoo, or I gotta go to my daughter's graduation. No. Get over here. We're going to go up in the war room. We're going to have a battle. We're going to roll some damn dice. And I'm going to crush you. I'm going to dominate. So maybe I won't make up a Gundam game. Well, you know I will. You know I will at some point. Should do something fairly simple, though. So I can play Gunpla Battle. Gunpla Battle. I wish it was real, just like in the TV show. Because then I could do that, and I could satisfy so many different hobbies at once. Model building, gaming, all those things that we're constantly talking about here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. My name is Tobe. I've got nothing to do today. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.